We've been exploring the Lubavitch Rebbe's letters to Rabbi Emanuel Jacobowitz, the chief rabbi of England. And Rabbi Jacobowitz and the rabbi had a dispute where the rabbi thought that giving away land that the Jewish people had liberated in the Six-Day War was a serious error, whereas Rabbi Jacobowitz thought it was a good idea. And the rabbi is explaining to Rabbi Jacobowitz that the key driver in his position is Pikuach Nefesh. The rabbi believes, the rabbi held, that giving away land would endanger Jewish lives. So last year we looked at the first letter, here we're going to look at the second letter. This letter the Rebbe addresses to Rabbi Jacobowitz on Zos Chanukah Tafshin Mem Aleph in 1980, the last day of Chanukah. The Rebbe begins the letter as follows. He addresses it, Harav HaGoyin, to the great rabbi, the genius, HaVasek V'Chassid, the veteran Chassid, Yisrael Akim, a man who fears God, Nesiv and Nesen, who's engaged in halacha discourse, Isaac B'tzorchei Tzibur, engaged in the needs of the congregation, Reino Rav Yisrael Shnichia Jacobowitz, our rabbi and teacher, Rabbi Yisrael Jacobowitz, Rav Rashi, Chief Rabbi of England. Shalom v'bracha, greetings and blessings. Ma'asher li kabolas michtav kvoitis terasei rabba. With this, I confirm receipt of the letter of his honorable Torah, Yom Chamishi l'seidu feratzta, on the fifth day of Pars Ve'itzei, with all the relevant attachments. And I thank him for sending me all of the above. And specifically as it is known, according to Divrei Hamiyase, Teres Chabad, according to the founder of the Chabad movement, Admar Zaken d'Alter Rebbe, Shehibiyah Sviyas Rotzen, that he expressed pleasure when they told him about the slander that was being spoken against him, given that by knowing the slander that's being said about a person, they're able to demonstrate that there's no foundation in the slander. Vitik Vasi, the Rebbe says, my hope, that by presenting the matters that they in fact are, Yizchazku ayachasim ho'ishim, that our personal relationship will be strengthened. Va'afilu n'kfayi teras ha'ram liyu t'mimdei amiti, be'amdasi, be'inin poleni u'poleni, and even if we will not agree on all matters, uvekama bayis harei efshari shal acharei she'ira, ki siluf dvaram ha'yakan, yashpia zeh al'amdasi hu, mikan ul'haba. And with respect to certain issues, it's possible that after he sees that there was a distortion, this will impact his opinion from here on end. The Rebbe continues, Bakashasi v'haftzarasi nafshis, v'siyum molchemasi amekipur. My request and deep pressuring at the end of the Yom Kippur War, l'sayim u'l'hashtam ha'nitzachim l'tzahal, to finish and complete the IDF's victory, was at that point, like the kibush, lasis l'shoyis achavis rather shal demesek, by conquering Damascus for but a few hours. Bol acharei shebol yodai yidiyas buris came to me after I had received clear intelligence al dvar hamatzah peperua b'chazis ahi with respect to the wild situation that existed on that front. Val dvar taimim shal mechayvim v'ashoyel demazeh. And I had also received the reasoning of those who thought it was a good idea and those who thought it was a bad idea. When you said this acharach al pi halacha, and my position was only based on the halacha of ad ridda, afilu b'shabbos, that one should pursue the enemy and one should lay siege until they subdue the enemy, even on Shabbos, and also the halachic principle of amr Torah. The Torah tells us, habol hargecha hashkim lahargei. If someone is coming to kill you, rise up and kill them first. Lachri b'kashas slicha rabba, after requesting your forgiveness, I will add an additional point. That according to my opinion, this is a very big principle. Chas v'sholem v'chas v'sholem lemer Rabbi Akiva. God forbid to save Rabbi Akiva. The kulu yisayde tarshav al peh. That all of the foundational principles are of the oral Torah. Follow Ali Bey. Follow Rabbi Akiva. One cannot say the Hira, the Revolvitz B'nai Yisrael, is sacking Nafsham u'poyol nipnei taim. One cannot say Rabbi Akiva that he caused, that he commanded tens of thousands of Jewish people to endanger themselves for political calculations. This is apparently a claim that Rabbi Jacobowitz had made. Hayirah kazu, a ruling like that which Rabbi Akiva had made, yachol lavoi afilu mirav pashut. The insar chlemer klal klal benigera Rabbi Akiva ki'im akve achveriak kishatira halacha bura machricha yisrael hayriskei. A ruling, that is in the case of Rabbi Akiva had ruled that the Jewish people should fight against the Romans. Such a ruling could come not only from a great legal master, Rabbi Akiva, but even from a simple rabbi when the halachic evidence pushes him to rule in that direction. Ela, shalachachme ha-mishnah v'chachme d'yrei, ha-tokif l'psak din mahi malchemetz mitzvah, o'yoyd yoyser mizah. That Rabbi Akiva's decision to tell the Jewish people to go to war was because he, as one of the sages of the Mishnah and the sages of his generation, understood that this had the status of a Melchemetz Mitzvah, of a war that the Jewish people fight to save the Jewish people, and perhaps even more, it was a war for the Jewish existence. The Einle Ledayin Upshitel Sanhedrin Yoser Mizeh Kol Chachmideri Ela Mashen Reis, and the judge. And this is also the case of a Sanhedrin and all the sages of a generation, can only rule based on the evidence they have at hand. And the Rebbe is saying that given the evidence Rebbe gave ahead, going to war was the most sensible option. And the Rebbe then notes that the Rambam says of Rabbi Akiva, V'dima hu v'chol chachmedir, that Rabbi Akiva and all of the sages of this generation thought that it was in fact the right thing to do, that the right thing to do was to go to war. Sha'oz, that in such a situation, when the evidence points in that direction, halacha machricha isom. The halacha forces the rabbis of the generation, lahachriz shazoyi melchemetz mitzvah, to announce that this is a melchemetz mitzvah, a war which the Jewish people are commanded to fight, mitzvus yemes al bitl, mitzvah musetz rather, al bitl pikuach nefesh. And this mitzvah is based on the fact that engaging in the war is calculated to save Jewish lives. And as a result, Rabbi Akiva was justified in supporting Bar Kochva in his revolt. Ulharin, the Rebbe notes, Rabbi Akiva, who apsak din v'yaflukei chamecha, who kalgal b'teir. Rabbi Akiva, the same Rabbi Akiva who Rabbi Akiva was criticizing, is the same Rabbi Akiva who taught that loving your fellow as yourself is the great principle of the Torah. The Rebbe concludes, "Bekavi levracha, asher inyone yemei Chanukah yiru b'chol yemei shana kula." With honor, with a blessing, that the matters of Chanukah should illuminate the entire year.